think we'll ever do this again?
Probably not.
The man now.
Ladies and gentlemen!
From an underground bunker, high atop the Rocky Mountains.
I'm Steve Croft.
I'm Leslie Stahl.
I'm Scott Pelley.
I'm Morley Safe.
I'm Brian Fellow.
Detective John Kimball.
I am Gordon Julio.
I am Professor Pelley.
I am Captain Planet.
I am Morpheus.
And I'm Bob Wilson. Radio Citrus starts right now.
Yeah, this is Prairie Dog Eric 10, and why TMND died because...
Oh, man. He's playing the whole thing. And I don't get that the side went downhill. It's like everybody left. The old demographics classes back in college would tell me it has to do with the age of people. So, let's see, I was in the middle of college. You might have been in high school, or college, or 36. But either way, we've all moved on to stages in our life where the talented YTMNDers have taken their talents out into the workforce. I certainly hope. So I've been thinking long and hard what song to kick it off with tonight. Let's kick it old school. There's only one way to do this. Let's do it.
Old school like the old school.
All news.
And
all the time.
It's a trap.
This is
definitely not
KNX 1070 AM and HD. KTWWWWV HD2. Los Angeles.
And Topeka Springs, Kansas.
Orange County. And all of Southern California.
KNX 1070 News Radio.
And Poland.
Mitt Romney. Load
7 days, Mitt.
If election 2012 has given me any gift, it's the wonderful one of rebooting Banana Phone. I normally say, this poor lady. But honestly, I don't know if she was always a lady.
Banana Phone.
Sam.
You got low income.
Ring, ring, ring,
your disability.
Ring, ring.
Banana Phone.
Why are you here?
To get some money.
What kind of money?
Obama money.
Where's it coming from?
Obama.
And where did Obama get it?
I don't know. His fans. Everybody in Cleveland is a little minority got the Obama phone. I don't know where he got it from, but he's giving it to us. We love him. The Obama phone.
I won't have to worry about putting gas in my car. I won't have to worry about paying my mortgage. If I help him, he's going to help me.
It's the best. Beats the rest. Cellular, modular, interactive, modular.
Rami, he sucks.
Let's forget. Radio Citrus.
Yeah, the Obama phone.
I really don't care what your political background is. This is a sad, sad day for America. I mean, seriously, this is what we're to now? The one upside, it does show YouTube. It's kind of the new YTMND if you want to get cool audio. It's RadioCitrus.com. Not only did I take a leave of absence from YTMND, I stopped consuming the media. The nostalgia's awesome. The party is back. RadioCitrus.com. Podcast number 6. Pretty sad. number if you think about how low it is. To make up for it, though, bringing in a guest. He's walking in the room right now, ladies and gentlemen. Arnold Schwarzenegger!
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach!
That's the last time I'm inviting you into the studio.
Get out, Arnold! Oh, yeah? Come on, Mr. B!
If it makes you feel any better, YTMND, probably not going to die quite as fast as the state of California. Hey, thank you. I'll be here all week long. Thankfully, Governor Schwarzenegger's not here anymore, though. Not only did I boot him out of my studio, the state of California, thanks to term limits, booted him out of office.
I have a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
What's that? Because you sure aren't a governor.
I declare. Bankruptcy!
You want a little bit of California? One guy named Gray Davis ran our beautiful West Coast state into the ground. And just when we thought it all ended, Arnold showed up and did everything Gray Davis did and really ran it into the ground. And now we have the Krusty the Clown or somebody as governor. Not quite sure who he is. Hey, I've got a new toy I'm excited to try on here. Let's dust this thing off here. Let me show it to you. It's pretty cool. What a terrible mini fridge. I'm sorry. Nothing should sound that bad. Anyway, if you remember from the closing credits from Pocahontas, John Cicada and, I don't know, some lady, I forget the name, team up to sing this song. It's called If I Never Knew You. Now, that's kind of boring. It's your typical 90s pop that you would hear on the soft music station. But I've got this cool new toy that changes the guy's part to a girl's part. Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. It's practically another Whitney Houston there. A precious life. You see how boring it is normally here? Let's crank this thing back on here. I love it! You know, they should do this to every pop song on the radio. You know what I'm saying, right? Alright, this is boring. Let's find the girl part here. We'll turn it around here to the guy. That doesn't sound like a guy. You know, it's adjusted. I think I just made it worse. Here, so 50. Yeah, kind of. This doesn't work the other way around, I guess. All right, let's get out of this. Let's do something else here at RadioCitrus.com. Fred Sanford coming in. I thought he was dead. How you doing, Fred?
My heart's there. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Boogity. Boogity, boogity, boogity. Boogity, boogity, boogity.
Well, that's because you got sludge in your crankcase.
Boogity, boogity, boogity.
I don't know, maybe the old white TMNDs weren't quite as good as we remember them being. Kind of like how nobody talks ill at you at your funeral. It's RadioCentrist.com. Hello.
Hindsight, I thought my first response might have been a little over the top, so I'll just say that I voted for Obama because
no!
I like fried chicken and green screen and unfilled YTMND. Bye.
Racism aside, you can't vote for Obama. It's mittens for kittens. Mittens for kittens! I've tried so hard to make that meme catch on, but I don't know how you make that happen. Can you see Mitt Romney being a cat person? Kitty wants some kibble? I guess he'd say it more like, Kitty wants some kibble? I don't know how Mitt Romney would say it. It's RadioCitrus.com. Kicking you back to an old school track that I have no idea what the original background was. I knew it made its way into some kind of meme, but I don't know. Maybe you can help me remember what it was. Band's name, 047. A little Robo Pop and a little bit of Night Baggy on podcast number 6 here at RadioCitrus.com.
His name is Night Baggy and he is my friend forever and ever, ever, ever again. He's cozy in the castle but he lives in the woods, hunting every bad guy like a true Robin Hood. Every young maiden in his deserve the land was a mad Night Baggy and to all his hand. His medieval spirit still shines like the sun, so if he's coming at it, then you better run.
Night Baggy, he is my friend forever and ever again. Baggy, you are the man forever and ever again.
Forever and ever, Night Baggy is clever, he's rougher, he's tougher, no one else is better. He's the king of the hill on the top of his horse, the master of all living warriors. Bearing up when it's out of sight, our heroes back before the fall of the night. His medieval spirit shines throughout the land, with a blade in his hands, he's strong, he's the man.
Night Baggy, he is my friend forever and ever again. Night Baggy, you are the man forever and ever again.
Its television sets. Recession, terrorism, war. A man named Max Goldberg lived in Chicago. He had an unhealthy obsession with the film Finding Forrester. He could have leveraged it into just about anything he wanted, but instead he picked You're the Man Now, Dog? Had Max not registered that URL, it wouldn't have mattered. Because even now, 11 years later, nobody would have thought to have registered that acronym. You know, just saying.
And we continue this hour like we do with the Marty McFly Soundalike Contest.
McFly! I was watching that skin you just terminated. Sound like a moron. Well.
Okay, so I don't know what's going on here, but apparently Prairie Dog is sending the real America a letter. I'm not quite sure what this is all about. I'm pulling up his YouTube video here, and he's got an envelope.
Tim and user, the real America. And by the time you see this video, he'll have already gotten it. But
it's a snail mail letter, and I'm wondering how you get another YTMND user's physical address.
This contains the sheet of paper that I wrote his name on in that YouTube video. Him along
which,
with him.
Which video?
Lisa Groovy. He said he wanted that, so I'm going to send it to him. I was originally just going to mail this, but decided to give him some more credit.
Okay, so he has this little envelope that's sealed, and he's putting it into a larger envelope. Here's a sheet of paper. It looks like a spiral-bound notebook here. Well, that's quite a letter. Holy smokes.
My letter to Max.
Oh, I got a freeze frame. What's that say? Dear September 10th, 2010, dear Max Goldberg, today I was on the...
Route 13X.
I was on the bus with some 400-pound... Oh, I got a screen grab that. Today I was on the bus with some 400-pound...
Max.
400-pound man, and I mean literally 400 pounds, maybe 350. He heard something about laughing, and for some reason, he thought they were laughing at him. And he said, "Hey, I'm Mike, don't mess with me. The girls, and I'm not sure." And then the guys, oh, there we go. I'm not sure if they were Indian or Asian or what. We're like, what the heck? And then they continued talking in their language. Then a few minutes later, he said to no one in particular, "Why would a girl laugh at me? I'm not funny."
In the site, route13x.ytmnd.com.
Oh, he's folding the letter back up.
So I'm not going to do anything with it. I forgot to mail it to Max.
Who writes Max a letter? A personal message, sure, but a physical, honest-to-goodness snail mail letter. Oh, wow, you got another one here. The reason this letter is sealed and addressed in an envelope is because I was originally going to mail just that. I figured it would be too boring. In addition, I have included the letter that I wrote to Max Goldberg depicted in the site. It's boring. Blah, 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 marketing 320 finalist featured in one of my other YouTube videos. He has an address to a YouTube film handwritten on a sheet of paper. Yeah, go hyperlink that one. The views expressed during this program may not represent those of, you know, sane people.
Now I have one other tape of different sounds that I'd like to play for you. Tape.
Please dispose of this tape recording as directed.
I feel like somebody taped my lips to the tailpipe of a bus.
Oh, and by the way, you're not working hard enough.
What?
Yep, got it all on this tape right here.
So we have to give a shout out to our good old buddy, Reverend O'Grady, who works as a chaplain over there at Cedars Sinai in Hollywood. He's got us a direct link to the end-of-life care going on for somebody very dear to us here. Let's patch in and check it out.
YTMND is not dead, but it's definitely grown old and weak, way past its prime. None of the popular users even come to visit it anymore. Ungratefuls. But we're still hanging in there. Hang in there, buddy.
Oh, no. Nurse, we need two of those zapper things.
Smash his face with an iron.
Slap him right in the face with a paint can, dude.
Or shove a nail through his
head. I'll kill him.
Watch out!
My site. Without my site, your site wouldn't exist. But do I get credit for it? No. You don't credit me for anything. In fact, you're a terrible white community user. Without my site, your site wouldn't exist.
Real America. Oh, I came and I stole your website. And I'm sorry today, all websites, they're just so easy to lift and steal now.
You just have to download them.
But I'm sorry today.
I think it's best described by user Temporary Arm, who gave me just 2 stars for that. That's just quite generous. YTMND and YTMND violence. The best guide. Hey, speaking of usernames, I try to keep track of who sent me what. And I have this labeled as Gary Gnu.
Warm smell of my laundry.
I could be wrong, but this doesn't sound like Gary. I don't know. It's a little high pitch.
Shimmering lights. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to click on the site. There she stood in the doorway. I heard B-Tape cast a spell. I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven or this could be hell. Then she made up and coming and she showed me the way. There were featured users on Gabley, thought I heard them say, welcome to the YTMND. Such a lovely day.
I'm ashamed to admit, I've pulled a lot of these songs as MP3s in my car now. I made it a habit, if I'm ever driving a girl somewhere, just turn the radio off, because you never know what could come on, and it could embarrass me badly. Yes.
Wait a minute, it doesn't rain outside? Oh boy, not there a pizza!
You know, as I watch a YouTube video like this one, it's been, what, about 6 years since this came out? Guy losing all sanity? I suppose a parent might think that's cute when somebody's 17, but 25, it's just, I don't know. I think this guy's got problems in real life.
Wait a minute, it doesn't rain outside?
This is exactly what YTMND said. I didn't vote for anyone. I don't know why.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
You know, I really still can't believe it's been about 3 years. Maybe our lives just haven't gone anywhere. Dang you, recession! God, little tortured cat. May your legacy do more than you would have done just begging for kibble normally. The little kitten that could. NEDM. Not even do music on the Radio Citrus podcast. You know, the hardest part about doing this podcast is I don't have anything new that I will need to share because I just haven't been on the site for 3 years. So I'm going to have to, you know, rely on I trust. From time to time, I've had Reverend O'Grady over there, chaplain of Cedar Sinai. He's a big YTMD fan. I'm going to check it. See what what has Reverend O'Grady favorited since I really stopped going to the site to see if there's anything worth checking out here. So the first site here is from Forrest. It's from, looks like a Halloween. It's You Lose, Mr. Rooney. Okay, it's a Wonka bar on the ground.
For this?
Golden ticket? Looks like the guy.
I got you, Ferris.
Yeah, Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract.
Ah, Willy Wonka shows up.
And you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy. It's You Lose.
Okay, I'll give that one an honorary pass.
Good day, sir.
Little catch of the. That's all right. We give that one a pass. Groundhog Day 2011 starts off with the clock switching. Got a little Rebecca. Oh, it's Bill Murray. Groundhog Day. Remember how that song woke him up? Yeah, that's good. Another pass one. We'll give that one to Forrest. That was pretty good. Holy smokes, the next six sites are all Forrest sites. Of course, you can't go wrong with Marv.
Smash his face with iron.
You know the best part about this, though, is they've added it the savage. He's added it the Savage Garden background to say Marvage Garden. Put Marv's face on it.
Hey, I've reached the top.
You know what? That one's getting a favorite. I'm faving that one. That's great.
Don't touch that.
Oh.
Don't touch that. Don't touch that.
This one's definitely going in the Radio Citrus library here, that. Despite the violence, which don't condone, because that's... what movie's that from, anyway?
Don't touch that.
The Beetle Bandits. Uh-oh, is this another Home Alone run? You gotta be kidding me. That's great. If you haven't seen this site, you need to check it out. The Beetle Bandits. Mainly for the animated GIF. He did a really good job on that one. Okay, let's see if we can find a non-forest site. Home Improvements. Oh, yeah, we got an old Keaton 999 site. This one looks like it's from 99.
So that's what Gramps have been doing all the time. You must be kind.
What? Only a 3.96. That deserves an upvote there.
So that's what Gramps have been doing all the time.
I think that deserves a 5.
Radio Citrus.
Homework, Tannen?
No, it ain't homework, because I ain't at home.
You're on the air now, dog.
I'm thinking of a...
between... Do you know what it is? It's my... And it happens to be... The higher my the better chance I have of saving a lot of... Do you know your...
I'm gonna kill that kid!
You know what's in your... You can find out right now at... .com. You can even print it out if you want to. How much easier could it get? Log on to... .com. That's... .com.
Your offer applies with enrollment interpreted.
What's that all about? Huh? Is this like you're on crack or something? I don't quite.
Yeah, I'm on a drug called Charm Machine. It's not available. If you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off. You control the meat. Will be your exploded body. Will be your exploded body.
You love to party.
What's not to love? The run I was on made dagger and bet you'd look like droopy-eyed armless children. That's how I party. That's how I party. I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's how I roll. Winning. I had one gear. Go. Epic. Winning.
Are you bipolar?
I'm by winning. Win here. Win there.
Win.
Everywhere. Where?
Absolute victory.
Everywhere. Where?
I'm on a quest.
We're gonna win everywhere.
Right every single wrong.
Right every wrong.
I'm a total freaking rock star from Mars.
Winning. Come on, bro. I got talk of blood. Winning.
Bottle my brains and be like, dude, can't handle it.
Win here, win there,
win everywhere.
I've got a list, got me so this. From the epic win to the desperate that win this. Chicken nugget,
winning.
Bubblegum,
winning.
Pretending to text to avoid someone.
Epic winning.
Slow dancing,
winning.
Slow pants,
winning.
Breaking the rules of the Geneva Convention.
Weak.
Adonis blood,
winning.
Violent love,
winning.
Giving needed women caresses and hugs.
Epic winning.
Childbirth,
winning.
Call it birth,
winning.
Duh. Winning.
Yes!
I was banging 7 grams.
This fills the void for why Timothy in my life.
One gear, go. Epic winning.
Are you by quarter?
I'm by winning.
Win here, win there.
Win everywhere.
I'm a total freaking rock star from Mars.
Winning.
Come on, bro. I got attack of blood.
Winning.
Bottle my brain and be like, dude, can't handle it.
Win here, win there.
Win everywhere.
God's great.
I was banging 7 gram rocks. That's
the Gregory Brothers, Charlie Sheen, and Winning on the Radio Citrus podcast. YouTube has more creativity than YTMD has had of late. And that's not a bang on YTMD. It's just YouTube's amazing. Thank heavens for YouTube being around. It probably did contribute to the demise of the late, great, You're the Man Now, Dog.com. Now, the one hard part about YouTube, though, is it's so much harder to find. I always thought it would be cool if YouTube had a recently created and up-and-coming. Those concepts, can you imagine the cool videos you'd come across if that existed? I don't know, I'm just saying.
Wake up in the morning, feeling my feet, they got my glasses. I'm out the door, I'm gonna hit this city before I leave. Brush my teeth with a bottle of Jack, cause when I leave for the night, I ain't coming back. I'm talking paper on my toes, toes, tying on out my clothes, clothes, he's on top my phones, phones. Top, top, and pay my favorite CDs, coming up to the party. Don't stop me, pop DJ. My speed for suck tonight. I'm on fight. Don't we see the sunlight? Chick chock on the clock, but the party don't stop no.
Hey 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 hey.
Oh.
Hey 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 hey.
Oh. Don't stop me, pop DJ. My speed for suck tonight. I'm on fight. Don't we see the sunlight? Chick chock on the clock. Don't stop.
413 Citrus One. It's Radio Citrus. Hi, who's this?
You're such a jerk.
Hold the phone, Mabel. Is that a girl?
You're such a jerk.
Yes, it was.
You're such a jerk.
Holy cow, do we have a girl who actually listens to this podcast? Because, you know, I am single. You know what, though? It's got to be some YTMND'er's girlfriend calling it, which is a bigger mystery entirely. A YTMND'er with a girlfriend.
Keep the change.
Or go easy on the pets.
Don't you know how to knock slim?
I'm gonna give you to the count of ten. To get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property.
You gotta give up? Oh, yeah, thirsty for more.
I can't believe how rusty I am at this. I've just run out of stuff to talk about. Thanks for phoning in at 413-CITRUS-1. The more voicemails I get, the more I can react to, the more, you know, I feel motivated to make another one of these. There is actually so much old content. I'm blown away. I could just do a whole show just playing the old stuff and never get to the bottom of even the beginning of just stuff I pulled off the site for a podcast. I don't know. Finish it out with Nero on RadioCitrus.com.
Every time I hear this blue, it makes me want to move. What's your feeling? It brings to you that makes you feel what to do. Every time I hear this blue, it makes me want to move. What's your feeling? It brings to you that makes you feel.
I'm taking voicemails right now for future podcasts at 413-CITRUS-1. Radio Citrus is copyright 2012 by all the people who actually created the content that I stole. As for me, no rights reserved.